I'm here with Mark McPherson, a senior manager at Audit Scotland, to talk about our annual report on Scotland's college sector. Mark, thanks for joining me. Is it fair to say that the sector's in a healthier position since last year?
What we found is that the sector reported a very small surplus in its underlying financial position in 2016-17. That's compared to an £8 million deficit the year before. But it's important to note that colleges operate in narrow financial margins, and even £8 million is relatively small when considered as a percentage of overall expenditure. That relatively small improvement in the overall picture also masks big differences between individual colleges, some of which face particular financial challenges.
Which colleges are they?
Earlier in the year, we reported on the financial challenges at New College Lanarkshire and on progress at Edinburgh College, which is emerging from a period of significant financial difficulty. They're included in this report. We also highlight difficulties being experienced by Ayrshire College, as well as some of the financial pressures at a number of colleges in the Highlands and Islands.
Okay. In terms of facing financial risks, they're not alone though, are they?
That's one of the big messages from the report. All colleges are facing the prospect of a bigger wage bill for staff because of national bargaining, and it's not clear what money will be coming from government to bridge that gap in the medium to longer term. Another financial risk is the sector's £360 million estate maintenance and repairs bill. And on top of that, there's a potential impact of leaving the European Union. Amongst other things, it's provided cash for college building projects through the European Regional Development Fund.
Okay, that piece about staff costs, how much are we talking about?
Well, Colleges Scotland, the representative body for the sector, estimates that harmonising pay and conditions across the sector could add £50 million a year to staff costs. If that plays out as the sector expects, then the costs would effectively absorb the Scottish Government's projected savings from college reform. So we've highlighted that in the report.
Okay. Another thing you highlight is the different degrees of success of the sector's three regional strategic bodies.
Well, all of the bodies are fulfilling their statutory duties, but beyond that, it's a mixed picture. In the Highlands and Islands, colleges are working in an increasingly joined up way, while in Glasgow, longer term leadership stability is required to increase the effectiveness of the regional board. That leaves Lanarkshire, and we're clear that at this stage, the regional arrangement there is not delivering any significant benefits.
There's good news for the sector though too, isn't there?
Yes, student numbers are up 4%, mostly because of a jump in part-time learners. The sector also exceeded its learning targets and delivered a greater proportion of credits to deprived, ethnic minority, disabled and care experienced students. Another positive we found was the progress made in attracting female students to engineering courses, although there are still significant gender imbalances in other courses.
What's not improved, though, it appears, is the attainment gap between students from well-off and poorer areas.
Yes, that's widened over the last 6 years. Getting to the bottom of why that has happened and reducing the gap is part of our key recommendations for colleges, the Scottish Government and the Scottish Funding Council.
And just finally, what else are you recommending in this report?
We found that colleges are taking different approaches to preparing their six-year financial forecast to the Scottish Funding Council, which means those forecasts are neither comparable nor do they provide a reliable picture of the sector's sustainability. It's important that colleges work with SFCE to address that issue. Secondly, with a £360 million repair backlog, there needs to be clarity about how capital spend will be prioritised across the sector. There's a strategy in place, but it's not yet clear what the criteria will be for investment.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much indeed. And if you want to read our college's overview, you can download it from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.